Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Go on, think of a song.
I can't.
Well, you can.
Listen. The only thing that I can't think of a song that ever comes to my mind is popcorn.
What's your favorite?
I don't know whether that was a Jean-Michel Jarre song.
I don't know.
Do you know who Jean-Michel Jarre was?
Yeah. Do you know? Oh, I think so. Do you know
who? Jean-Michel Jarre?
I don't know.
Why would you say yes?
I think it reminds me. My first thought is the guy who played the
Jean-Michel Jarre,
the violin.
Did
do 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 do. I don't know if I need to look it up now because I guarantee I'm on the right track. Anyway, when do you think of your, like, you know, your rave tunes?
Yeah.
What's the one that you love the most?
Nathan and Kane Beach Balls, great track. And Age of Love is also.
That is such a good track.
Such a good track. And then the new version of it by
Charlotte DeWitt.
And anything by her at the moment.
Like, she's pretty good.
She's fucking good, man. Is very, 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 very good. But I tell you what I also love at the moment is Garden State. Anything by Garden State, they're just so good.
Okay.
Garden State, yes, check it out.
Coming to
a record store near you. No more record stores. 78.
There are actually record stores. There's plenty of them.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people use vinyl.
Did I?
Vinyl is so good. Like the sound on a vinyl is different. It hits a different part of your brain. Did you know that? Like the sound when you listen to vinyl, like music played on a vinyl record, is just completely different. It's just
who needs
so
vinyl
cool.
records when you got this?
You know I have vinyl at home. It's just so awesome. So
it
good.
Is. It is. I remember vinyl records when I was a kid in the house. They'd have them. I remember my brothers had. Clint had. Onslaught, Slayer, Sepultra, then there was a bit of Madness, Bad Manners, Stiff Little Fingers. Yep. So
there
we grew
go.
Up at Lola.
Lola had a little phase.
Yeah, until she broke it. Lola was going to become a seamstress for 3 days and then she broke
her sewing machine.
Yeah, she broke her fucking sewing machine.
3 days.
Yeah. Anyway, right. What are we talking about?
Well, you like your little new terms when you come up with new terms.
Well, it's not a new term.
Well, it's not a new term, no. But you've heard somebody say it.
And I didn't come up with it.
You heard somebody
no,
say
I,
it.
No, look, I heard it getting thrown around by people in the field of PD. And one of my clients started talking about it, and we were discussing in the integrity of working with clients with some people,
yeah,
and that every now and then he called one of the people that he refused to work with an NPC, and I'm like, okay, an NPC, non-playing character, and I was like, well, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, after spending time with this person, I refused to work with him out of integrity because I knew, based on what I was getting from him, that he was never, ever, ever going to get to where it was that he wanted to get to,
mm-hmm.
right? But I was like, but does that make him an NPC? An NPC, the way I say it, is like if you're in a video game and you are playing Dead Space, there are certain characters within Dead Space that are NPCs. They're just there to, you know...
So... yeah, an example of it is if you're
they're a filler.
If you're walking in, like, in your video game, and you're the character with the gun, and you're shooting different, and you walk into like a scene,
a shopping center,
like a shopping center or a shop or something, and there's someone behind the till. It's like almost just an image. That person, is not doing anything. Mm. It doesn't contribute to the game in any way. It's just there, stationary. Mm. Doesn't have any impact. And so those people are called non-playing characters because they're there. But they're almost like a filler. So they're not actually a character that's involved in the game. And so what he was doing is he was referring to somebody in their life as a non-playing character, an NPC.
Yeah.
Because what he was saying is that person wasn't contributing to his own growth, wasn't contributing to the game of life for himself.
Yes, but it goes a little bit further than that. And it is that the person didn't get the game. They didn't get that they were in their own life.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, and they were not in an intellectual, mental, or spiritual position within the game of life to ever get there. Does that make sense? It's like they were playing a role
in somebody else's life, in somebody else's game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So instead of having main character energy, they were basically just a non-playing character. They were just a filler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I heard my daughter, like my daughter has said to me a few times, "Dad, you're not the main character. You know, you're not the main character. Why are you playing the main character?" But it got me thinking about that, because there are, over time, I have met people that, you know, I've gone, "Oh, you're not actually going to be able to get there. You want to get there and you have a desire to get there, but you're not going to be able to get there. Now, I don't know whether that person's a non-playing character. I wouldn't put that person into the category of non-playing character, because they have an idea of it there that they want to get to. There's other people that I've spoke to over time, and if you were speaking to them about growth or personal growth or human development or human potential,
they have no concept of it.
They think, like, you're someone to avoid. There's something wrong with you. You are going to threaten my existence as a non-playing character. You're going to threaten the blue pill, which I'm enjoying because I had it and I chose to ignore and to pay no attention to any potential other than what I'm living. And my objective is to get to the end of my life comfortably and just play this role comfortably."
Mm.
And I was like, fucking hell. Like, that's actually what's going on for that person. That person is actually has that happening for them. And some people have that happening for them in their families. And some people have that happening for them. They are around people all of the time. And
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, they have them, like, they have these, there's NPCs in our lives, right? And because I couldn't get my head around it either, I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And then as we dove a little bit deeper into it, we were like, "No, what I'm saying to you is that this person is just not wired that way at all to even ask a question that is greater or is going to push them or is going to encourage them or nudge them outside of the norm of reality, outside of their discomfort zone." Do you understand?
Yeah.
So growth can only happen in a space of discomfort, right?
Yes. So those people, life is always going to be pushing people to grow, but it's like they're just waiting for something outside of them to make that happen. They're not taking any type of responsibility or movement towards their own growth. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because that's a bit depressing. Like how you've just said it, it's like there's some people that are like non-playing characters. They're not going to move. They're not going to grow, da, da, da. So are you saying that – because I kind of – maybe let me just explain what I sort of see, how I see it. It's almost like they're ignorant maybe to the fact that there is more for them than being a filler in somebody else's game. They're ignorant to the fact that there's more – to them than just playing this role than they think they're meant to play.
Yes.
And so they're ignorant to that. And because they're ignorant to it, they're the sorts of people that might just show up to work and not feel like there's anything more for them. They just get in. Like imagine if we use the same analogy of someone at the shop. They're just behind the till. They're just behind the register. And they just do the thing. And then when they go home, they just do their thing. And they just... they're just going through the motions of their life, but they're not actually understanding or aware to be able to encourage or evolve their role.
Yes.
And so they're ignorant to the fact that they can do that.
Yes.
So it's not like part of when you said it first, I'm like, okay, that's like this. But I feel like that ignorance is something that if it's an ignorance, it's just an inability to be aware that they can be more than what they are. And I don't mean more than what they are as in they're not enough, but they don't see that.
Well, it's like that chip is not in them. They're not aware that they're not aware.
Yeah, but I don't. That's what's depressing. I mean, what I mean by that. No, what I mean by that is if I feel like somebody's ignorant to it, then I can see that if they were to be woken up, or if somebody was to, if they were to have a realization of sorts, they'd be like, oh my God, I've been playing backseat to my own life and I've just been a filler. And so there's more potential for them to grow and to step up into a new type of reality for themselves. When you say the chip is not there, it's like there's no potential, and that's the depressing part for me. Like when you say it like that, is that what you actually think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I'm just going to take a minute then.
I know. Because
I think that all people have the potential to be a main character in their own lives, don't they?
Yes, but they are being the main character in their own life, and that is it. And the idea of there's another character over here that you should be can be pushing towards. You know the statement of life invites a greater legacy of you than getting to your deathbed safely. There's some people that just want that are programmed literally just to get to their deathbed safely.
But I don't think it's another character. I think it's an evolution of the character they're playing.
Okay, but there's some people don't have the input for that. They don't have the portal. They don't have the... And I had this really fucking like... in-depth conversation about, do you really see that? And I'm like, and as we dove into it, we were like, fuck, you're actually right.
But that isn't that just a judgment of how we think?
No,
people...
everything's a judgment. So it's not me going, I'm going to judge you.
Oh, I don't mean it that, but I'm
watching that and I'm going, and I had to think about it. I was like, if I'm observing this happen with this, And I'm like, oh my God, that's actually fucking real, because that person hasn't got that portal. They can't. There's. It's like you can't. There's nowhere to plug in the chip. It's just not there. That person plays that role in society. This
which
is
which I understand.
It's like a bit like, you can't teach an ant quantum physics. But it doesn't mean that the ant doesn't play a very important role in society, but you're never going to teach that ant quantum physics. You're never going to be able to sit that ant down and explain in something that is completely inexplainable, even to a quantum physicist. Even the concept that there's things that are inexplainable, you're never going to be able to explain that to that person.
Mm.
And I have met those people.
But if somebody said that,
and I'm not saying it's not judgmental. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm looking at it going, oh, okay, that's like, that person is like an ant. That person is like a chimpanzee. Doesn't matter how much I fucking try to teach that chimpanzee quantum physics or any, you know, any form of physics, that person's just never going to understand that.
I understand it from the perspective of the character and the playing of the game. So I get that. But I don't know if that's true for people, because if somebody came and said to you that one of your kids was let me ask you, one of your kids was an NPC.
Yeah.
Would you be like, oh no, there's more to them than that. We could have conversations. But why? But if they're an NPC.
Because they have the portal, so they're not.
That doesn't make sense. If they were, that doesn't make sense. If you thought. If somebody thought that one of your kids was an NPC, a non-playing character, and they didn't have this portal, you'd think that they're not teachable. You're essentially saying that a person is not teachable.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that a person is ignorant to something because when they're ignorant to something, at some level there's a potential for them to be awoken to that.
Yeah.
When you're saying it's not even potential for any for a particular human being – and I'm just wondering, and I'm not saying you're judgmental, I'm saying I wonder if from the perspective of somebody who works in the personal development field and from the perspective of somebody who looks at personal development in the way that we look at it, that whether we're tarring somebody who potentially hasn't got...
Have you ever sat down with someone and had a conversation with them and gone, oh... this person is not going to get this.
Not going to get what?
Whatever it is you were trying to get.
I definitely have, but that
because
is
because why?
No, because they're ignorant and they're choosing to stay ignorant. But the potential for them to get it is still there. That's the thing I have an issue with. I'll give you an example. I have people in my life that I feel like, in relation to some of the stuff that happened over in COVID times and vaccine times, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that we've spoken about ad nauseum on the podcast and other things.
Yeah.
If I was to have a conversation and literally throw facts in that person's face, right, they don't want to get it. They literally don't want to see or have an openness to another point of view.
Okay, but that's
now
different.
Those
people are closed.
Yes, I know. That's what okay, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is that in some ways they're playing a role in life, an NPC, and they're just going with the flow of what else is happening around to them, and they're ignorant to what else is potential. That's how I see an NPC, is that they're, it's more that the, yes, the information's there, but they're just ignorant to it. They haven't had an awareness or an awakening, and I'm not saying it's better or worse, but they just haven't had an awareness or an awakening to there being another potential outside. So that's how I see an NPC. They're going along with the plan or with somebody else's idea of the plan instead of actually stopping and going, oh, okay, I can see this.
That's not a non-playing character.
Well, then I don't understand what that is.
I'm saying that a non-playing character is like an ant. It doesn't matter what you show them or put in front of them. It goes.
Yeah, but I don't think I've met anybody like that.
I have.
I think everybody that I've come across at some level understands that they have ignorance towards certain things and they want to know more. Maybe they don't know how to get there. Maybe they struggle to make that leap. But they behave like a non-playing character. But I don't believe that they don't have that potential. I don't see that. I feel like they all at some level have the potential, unless there's been some sort of significant event that has stopped them from having that potential.
So okay, but that significant event can be an environment that they are raised in.
Maybe.
That significant event can be a choice that is made on a very deep celestial spiritual level to come down here and just experience this.
Which is still an ignorance in my point of view. Or it's a choice to not play that role.
Okay, but
at some level, even if it's a subconscious level.
Yeah, I have to think about it.
Okay, so let's say you've got your point of view, which is that this person can't even be plugged in. They don't have the socket for it. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that from a game point of view and perspective. But when I put a human into that role,
I understand what you're saying.
But let's put aside both our definitions of an NPC,
yeah.
Right? What you're saying about an NPC is the fact that an NPC just goes with the plan. They're just kind of like there, and there's no movement or there's no growth or there's no drive to step into something more evolved or more.
Okay, so let's look at it this way. You have a person that you go, okay, in order for me to be able to get them there, I have to explain a certain level of the theory behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you go explaining the certain level of the theory behind it, it's a bit like you studying motorbikes. You'd be switched off.
Yeah.
So therefore they can't get there because you can't explain it. Because they haven't, they would change the subject. They would just not twig with. I've sat with these people. I've talked with these people. I've been in social situations where I've watched literally a person's consciousness switch off and it try to jump to something else because the person cannot
deal with that.
Can't fathom what you're saying.
Yes.
What you're saying is not going in. It's bouncing.
Yes, because
there's
I know, but that's because at some level.
Receiver.
Yeah, they're not able to. Yeah, I get that. But that's because at some level there's a choice that's made. I feel like the idea that these people have no
There's a couple of things. There's no desire. It's not part of their contract. It's not part of who they are. You understand? It's like there's a frequency up here that is outside the bandwidth of the, and we are all at that in certain ways. You know, someone would look at us and go, you're an NPC. Mm. There's a bandwidth that, you know, in terms of gaming, that in my world where I'm a gamer, you're not a gamer. You're an NPC unless you're a gamer. But in our world, which is human development, human potential, human growth, there's people that don't.
Okay, I can sit with that. Do you understand what I mean? In the sense that if we're just talking about personal growth, not about the person in general, because if we're talking just about personal growth, it is not. I feel like for me, it's such an integral part of who I am in my life that I want to learn more about myself. I want to grow. I want to help people with that as well. That for me. People who don't – there are some people who don't – I can see that they can't handle that at some level.
Okay, I get it.
And so that's the case, yeah. I'm okay with that. And they choose, in my view still, they choose to be an NPC in terms of that personal growth.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that they're necessarily an NPC in every area, because what they're doing is that they may have other areas of their life where they have that main character energy. Okay. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So then now let's look at it in terms of you learning for the first time and you growing for the first time, getting excited, like you're working out how to play the game, mm-hmm. right? And then you think, oh, everybody's like you, mm-hmm. right? I think one of the things as you venture into the field of human potential is you have to watch out for your NPCs. And make sure that you're not burning your time against an NPC.
I'm okay with that.
And yeah. you've got to go, okay, so I'm here in this game. I'm not alone. So yeah. who are, what's the opposite to an NPC?
A main character. Like a main character energy where somebody understands that they
main character energy, that yeah. they are in charge of their reality. They are in charge of their world. They're yeah. in charge of, holy fuck, I'm doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's doing this to me. I am doing this. This is happening. Mm. I'm fucking doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that when you're venturing into the world of human potential, you have to look for your main,
other people who are main characters.
Who are main characters.
In their own life.
In their own life. Who otherwise, and this is why people lose the desire to do this, because they don't realize they're surrounded by a mixture of both.
Mm, okay, yeah, I'm okay with that. And
you've got to be able to discern from who is fucking in and who isn't, who's so open and who is closed.
So you're saying that in
you know, we were talking to Matt
before,
right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about being at a party, right? And we're having conversations, me and Matt. There were people there who just stood up and walked away.
Yeah, couldn't handle.
They fucking like, and they weren't being rude or anything. It's just that's just too much, you know. That what you're saying makes me think about how I'm thinking, and I don't want to think. I'm really happy not having to think. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that you gotta people. When I was talking with this other chap, I said, okay, so therefore. You have to maintain your integrity when you're choosing to deal or work with certain clients in your life. Mm. And you got to make sure that you're not trying to convince people that are never going to be able to, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You can
that.
Do this. You know, some people fucking can't. You can get there. No, some people fucking can't get there. You can be whatever you want. No, you can't. Nope. That's not fucking true. You cannot be whatever you want. You can't. You're never going to be a fucking NBA player. If you're not fucking 6'6", you're just never going to be an NBA player. You know?
And what I get with that is that you don't waste your energy trying to convince people. You have to focus on your own energy, your own character energy. And if that's the case, you've got to live like the main character in your own story. I've got to understand that there's always going to be non-playing characters around you.
Yeah.
But your job is to not try and make them into main characters, because that's up onto them, and maybe in their own version of the story they are in some way.
Yeah.
Your job is to literally not try and convince and try to make anybody else be something that you think that they need to be, mm-hmm. but also understand that there, you can waste so much energy trying to make somebody or trying to work with somebody or trying to help somebody get something that it's not there for them to get.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm okay with that. I understand that concept and I get it because I think in so many ways, even with me, I feel like over the time, over the years, I've wanted to help people to understand certain things and then it's taken time for me to go, no, these people don't want to understand those things. And in that respect, I don't think about in general, but in that respect, they're a non-playing character.
Yeah.
They're literally just choosing. But I feel like they're wired to choose that way and they don't want to, maybe because they're so ingrained, maybe it's because it's more safe. It's safer for them to stay in that way of thinking.
And that's their role.
And they're
that's
okay
their world.
To do that.
Yeah.
And me trying to change that doesn't mean – me trying to change that is not helping them, it's not helping me. My focus needs to be on me. But I have to also understand that the role that these guys are playing is helping me in my life in some way, shape or form anyway because they're part of the landscape, they're part of the game, they're part of the story. But I'm not going to – diminish myself for that and I'm not trying to spend my energy trying to convince them to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just understand that whatever their experience of life is their experience of life.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree a little bit on our definition, but I think I agree in terms of what the overall outcome of what you've said. I think I agree with that, if that makes sense.
Remember though, if you don't agree.
Then I'm an NPC for you because I just can't get it and I don't have the portal. So what is the even point? Honestly,
why did we even do this fucking podcast?
I don't actually know. Why did you do it? Why, honestly, why did you want to say it? Why did you want to talk about
because
it?
Because I was really, it really was, I just came to the realization more and more that there's people in the world that are not meant to get it.
Not meant to get what? What it, your value is?
What I think, you know, that are not meant to. Like, you have to know when to say no.
Mm. I'm okay with that.
You have to go, no.
I totally get.
No. This is not a fit.
Yeah.
No, this is not going to work. And I don't want to convince you to do something because it's not going to work. You actually, there's.
You prefer where you're at, and
yes,
that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm fine.
I always go back to the Matrix where the guy who was like the Judas. Who pulled the pin, right?
The steak guy who wanted to eat
the
steak.
I just want the steak, yeah. And, you know, some people just want the blue pill.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like they just want the blue pill.
But you want the blue pill sometimes too, Mitch.
Do you think?
Yeah, everybody does in certain areas. I know how much work you do on yourself, right? And I know how much you want to learn. But there are some areas that you just want to dig your head in the sand. And I do too. There's some areas I want to dig my head in the sand. Every now and
then.
But
is that the blue pill?
Well, yeah, because you don't want to see the truth. The red pill is the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if the red pill is the truth, let's say.
But I can't watch. I can't not want to see the truth unless without knowing that I already know the truth.
Well, hang on a second. Stop with that. You have to go back there and not convince me that convince me that
we're
that's
back,
not gobbledygook.
We're back with the oracle and the lolly.
No. We're back when you're being asked about the red pill and the fucking blue pill.
No, we're with the oracle and the lolly. Where Neo is talking to the oracle, would you like a lolly?
Yeah, but then all that is it's a choice.
Yes, but that's the fucking point. You, if you're making a choice, you already know. You already fucking know.
But that your argument is incorrect then about people who are NPCs because you're saying that they had a choice.
No.
You're confusing me.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that some people are ants.
We're going back to the ants.
I know, but that's where we're at.
All I said to you is that you can be an NPC in your own life sometimes. Because sometimes you want to take the blue pill. That is okay. I sometimes do. And then what
Listen,
I realize is
not everybody
that
in the movie was offered the choice to take the blue or red pill.
Mm-hmm. Neo was. Why?
Because he'd already taken it. It was already contractually part of before he turned up here.
Right. But even when he took the red pill, right, he still couldn't see the whole system. He couldn't see it all. He was choosing not to see the truth.
Listen, the E was only just starting to come on. Give him a fucking minute. He only just fucking took it. It was pretty intense.
I think our analogies need a little bit of work, to be honest. But no, even when he got the red, because even when he took
our
the red pill.
Analogies are fucking great.
Even when he took the red pill, it took him a while to see the Matrix. He wasn't able to see it straight away.
Yeah,
he was avoiding seeing some of the truth.
But what? Why did he go to see it?
Sorry?
Why did he go to see it?
What do you mean, why did he go to see it?
Because he fucking knew it was there.
Uh-huh.
He knew it was, he knew. And I'm saying not everybody knows. Some people don't know. They you're talking gobbledygook to them. They, what? Some people don't know that there's so much reality in there's so much more. You know, mm-hmm. they're literally, some people already know.
Mm.
And some people don't know. Some people would think, okay, let's go get that white jacket with the straps. Now just pop your hands in here, sweetie. I fucking know. I hang out with these people. I see them around.
It feels like it's too what? Just simplistic. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I feel like we've been talking around it and I don't know if I understand what we're actually talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, no, not about what we're actually talking about, but I understand the NPCs. I understand people. I just don't think I've got the same perspective as you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand some of it. That's me. Okay. You're just going to call me an NPC forever
from now.
From
now on, yeah, after this.
All right. Are we just going to leave it at that? Let's leave it open.
Yeah, leave it open.
Can I add something? Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I'll cut it out. No, you don't need to cut it out.
No, you don't need to cut it out.
Come on.
Yes.
It's not they don't have the potential.
Correct.
To.
I think that everyone at some level has the potential to.
They could have the potential to. Whether they want to or not is their choice and their where they're at in life. But it's not they don't have the potential to later or whatever.
Mitch is saying there's no potential for them.
Yeah, and I think Mills is just trying to say that there's a sliding scale. It's
yeah.
not that they don't have.
No, I think I look, I'm not fucking around. I'm not fucking around. I always knew. It's the one thing that I am so fucking 100% certain of is that I knew.
So you
I
telling
knew
me.
All the way along. I knew.
So here's
something
the thing.
Way more going on okay. here than what.
I'm exactly the same. I always knew, right? But I think everybody knows at some level. They may not be as conscious of it as we were because I remember having the experience when I was about 6 years old and going, hang on a second, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but you're just thinking because you taught that everybody has had that and I'm saying that they don't.
No, hang on a second. I had the conscious thought, but I think some people and other people may not be conscious about it, but that if there is consciousness within the human, there has got to be some level of consciousness and awareness of the truth. Whether they choose to step down a path where they will acknowledge that or not, there has got to be some sort of consciousness about the truth.
Okay, so let's just take us and go back 50,000 years and we're in a cave and in that cave, if I walk in there and show this person a remote control for my fucking garage, what is that person going to look at and do? They have no fucking idea what that is. They've never seen plastic. They don't know what a screw is. They don't know what a clip is. They don't know what a button is. I'm saying that there are some.
They're being presented with something physical. Do you think that they're not going
to
think?
They're probably going to try to eat it first.
Do you think that they're not going to think there's some sort of truth in it, though? That's my point. Even when you have an experience, an out-of-body experience, a plant medicine experience, seeing the UFO that you saw on New Year's Eve or whenever it was, you have no concept of what that looks like, but there's some level of truth in it that you have to aspire to, even though you don't understand it fully.
I get it, but that's me.
Yeah, but I don't think you're a human being at some level. Hey? It's part of the human experience. At some level, there's got to be a level of truth that everybody knows. I know we're arguing over a minor detail, but I think that means something because you're saying there is no potential for some people.
And no, listen,
not some people. I'm saying the NPC means they literally don't have the plug where they can plug this portal in where they can see this. I'm saying maybe they don't want to do it, but I feel like at some level everybody has that potential. Everybody has that capability, whether they want to utilize it or not.
I think that you would love to agree and feel that. But
maybe, yeah.
I think that that is your wish, but I don't think, I don't think that that is reality.
I don't think it's, I think that there's going to be
I don't think it's my experience over time with some people. Okay. And yeah.
All right, well, I think we might leave it there because I don't think we're going to come to an agreement fully with that. But I get the concept of about at least what we both, I think, agree on is that you have to have within your own life, you have to be the main character in your own life. Understand that there's going to be people in your life that are just playing their roles, and that's okay. Your job is not to try and change them, waste energy there. Your job is to live your own life, live your best life.
And make sure you're not short-circuiting your potential by trying to convert others that don't
that
have
maybe
the,
don't
they
want
don't
to be
have
converted.
The portal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, don't throw that in at the end because that's not what we both agree on, but yes. Okay.